to Anundala Ramadalas. And the Gemara is trying to learn out Heora. How do you know that it has a din, regular din of Bia by all the Arayas? And we find it in three places. By Nida, by Achos, by Eshes Achiv, and by Achos Imova Aviv. Those three places it mentions Heora. So Mara said we can learn it from two of them. Which two? From Nida and Eshes Ach. Right? Because Nida is what's it called? Even though it's an Isser that what was the mile of Nida? That's a Tometami Boala. It's Chomer. But Eshes Achiv doesn't have that Chomer. And Eshes Ach, you could be Marbe, can marry a lot of women, and Asher, all of them to your brother, right? But neither you can't create new neithers. Therefore, each one, the Mila, is not the thing that's going, but the Tzad HaShoveh. So Mara says, no. Maski Flor of Acha Barei Dravika, Mala Nidav Eshes Ach, Shekeit Ein Lohem Heter B'chai Osram. Right? You can't learn Eshes Ish from Nida and Eshes Achiv. Why? Because Nida and Eshes Achiv are chomer, that in the lifetime of the thing that created the Isser, you can never be, it won't be mutter. You know, what created the Isser by Nida? The Dam. As long as the Dam is there, there's no way the woman can become tar. And the same thing goes for the, what's it called, for Eshes Achiv. As long as the brother is alive, there's no way to marry his wife. Even while the husband is alive who made the Isser, you can still live with this woman if he gave her a get. So Eshes Ish, Yuchlechor, you can't learn from these two. They have a chumra that Eshes Ish doesn't have. Tomer be Eshes Ish, Yikein Yeshla Heter B'chai Yosra. Omer le Ravacha Midifti L'Ravina, Atu Nida V'Eshes Ah B'chai Yosra Nuh De'en Lohen Heter, right? Avala Acher Mikan Yeshla Heter. What's it called? You're telling me now that only while the brother and while the dam is there, there's no heter. Mashen kein eishes ish. As long as the husband's not there anymore, there is a heter. Okay. So the even no what you call the maisa, the even bechaye osron, right? Even after osron, they don't have a heter. Neither biyome talya milsa. Right? By neither to mention the days. Even if she stopped bleeding, she's still going to be osur unless the days are finished. Eshes Ach bebonim talya rachmana, and Eshes Ach has nothing to do with the brother being alive or not. It has to do with whether she has children or not. Even after the brother dies, she could be osur if she has children. So therefore, it's not what's it called mutter bechaye osron. It's even it's not only osur bechaye; it's osur even afterward. Rashi. B'chaye Osron calls man she'odem chay the he shofas, as long as hadam chay should be calls man she'hadam chay the he shofas, as long as the dam is still there, b'chein eishes ach ein heter b'chaye ochid, as long as the brother's alive, there's no way of marrying his wife. She'afilu hu migarsha asur l'zeh, even if he divorces her, she's still asur to him, to the other brother. Eishes ish yesh lo heter b'chaye v'yideget, but eishes ish there is a heter, right? So Gemara says that what's it called? What do you mean? There's a heter b'chaye osra. It doesn't depend on the lifetime. It depends on other factors. This one depends on days, 7 days, and this one depends on whether he has children or not children. So it's not a tzad hashava between them that they're osur b'chaye osra. Each one has a separate reason why it remains, even if the dam isn't there. So what's it called? So it's not what's it called, not a kash. El parech ochi. That's still a kash. Because the maisa eishes ish, even when the husband is alive, she could be mutter if he gives her a get. And these, there's no way of a heter, even if the person's not there anymore, if she has children. So these are much more chomer than Eshes Ish. She can't learn Eshes Ish, Heora, by Eshes Ish from them. Ela parechachi. We can say it like this. Mala nida ve'eshes ach, shekein ein osram matiran. So, but you can't say it like that. You can't say that Eishes Ach and Nida have something in common, that they have a heter, they don't have any heter b'chaye Osran. No, they don't have any heter afilu la'achar Osran, even if the dam stopped, even if the brother died. So, better say like this. This should be the way that you ask the question. El parichachi, malin Nida v'Eishes Ach, shekein Osran matiran. The Osir is not the matir. In other words, it's not the dam that makes her mutter. It's the absence of the dam that makes her mutter and going to a mikveh. Right? So it's not the fact that the dam is matter her. The dam has nothing to do with it. The thing that asser her isn't matter her. What's matter her is that the dam stopped and she went to the mikveh. And the same thing with the Eishesach. It's not the dead brother who's matter her now to this brother. It's he assered her. Right? It's his death without children. But it's not him. He's not matter her. Tomer v'eishes isha osra matira. Mashenkin eishes ish, the one who made her osir, now makes her mutter. The gerushin from this bow is the same thing that made her osir, now makes her mutter. So eishes ish is a kula that the osir is matter. Mashenkin by the other two. So if you know he'ora by nida and eishes achiv, there's no raya that is going to apply to eishes ish. Elo Amr Rabbi Yona, the Isemer of Huna, Bereid of Yeshua. This we had way back in the beginning of the Masechta, the Gzereshov of Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona says, and some say of Huna, Bereid of Yeshua said it, Omar Kro, Kichol Asher Yasha, Mikol HaToevo So'eilo, V'nichvesu HaNefashim So'osos, Hukshu Kol HaRayis Kul L'Nida. All the Arayis are Hukash to Nida's mentioned over there in that parasha, and they all are connected to each other, with a Hekish. Ma Nida Behara, just like Nida is the Isser is even with Heara, Afko Behara, so too all these Suri Arayas are not only with Gmar Bia but even Heara. Rashi Abiyoma Talya Milsa, Afilu Imesa Osra, Shaposka Dan, Buri Rishona, Asura Koshiva. Right, even if the Osir is Mace, meaning the Dam stops, still she's gonna be Osir until 7 days go by. That's a Nida Min HaTorah. A Nida Min HaTorah, if she sees Dam one day, 1 second, she counts 7 days, because she can see Dam all 7 days, she can see it one day, and after those 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, and she's tahor. She doesn't need Shiva Nekiyim or whatever. But if she sees Dam one day, in the time of her Nida, she can't go to the mikveh until 7 days is over. And even if she sees Dam the whole 7 days. So it has nothing to do with the Dam stopping. Right, it has to do with counting 7 days. Bibonim talya im yesh lo bonim afilu meisachim. The same thing. It's not the death of the brother that's matter her, because if he has children, the death of the brother is not going to be matter her. It's whether she has children when the brother dies. So that's not the way of asking the question. Ein osra matir. The way to ask the question is eishes achiv and nida. The thing that makes her osir doesn't make her mutter. Ein koach ba'osu v'hatir ela dover acher matira yomi matira sanida. Days are matter the nida to go to the mikveh, right? The eishes ach shehu ariri, and the fact that the brother didn't have children is what's matter her, but not the person who made her osir or the thing that made her osir. Hukshu kol arayis l'nida sharikan hukshu kulan zulazu v'nida suva v'parshis arayis hilgach b'haro yalfin and kulam minida. Therefore, just like it says by Nida, Mekoro He'era, and therefore He'era is also Chayiv, same thing with all the other Arayas. So now the Gemara has a problem. Right? The Ela Nida, the Chsiva Gabi Eisha Sach Lomavu. So now we have two other places where it mentions He'era, or something that would tell us that He'era, we don't need it anymore. We have a Hekish to all the Arayas to Nida. So now we have two places where Lechora, it says the Therish Ha'ara, which is not necessary. One is it calls Eishes, what's it called? Eishes Achiv, Nida. And the reason we said it does it is to tell me Ha'ara. But now you don't need that. There's a Hekish to Nida. So what do you need? What do you need a special Pasuk by Eishes Ach, Nidahi? The Ela Nida, the Chshiva, Gabi Eishes Ach, Lomali. What it says Lechora Funa. Dom Rafuna, Remes li Yavamim in HaTorah min Ayin. Where is there a hint to the idea of Yavamim in the Torah? Right? Mara says, Minayin Hoksiv Yavama Yavua, that way, like a remez. It says Beferish in the Torah, the din of Yavama. We need a remez to Yavama in the Torah. Ela remez li Yavama Shasura Bechaibala Minayin. How do I know that if a man is married to a woman, right, and he has a brother, right, that he doesn't have any children, that the brother can't marry the wife if the, what's it called, the husband divorced her? The Maisa, just like after death, right, the brother is mutters with the wife because they never had children. Maybe during the lifetime of the husband also, she's mutter to him, right, if he divorces her. She's not an Eshesish. How do you know that the mitzvah of Yibum is only after the brother dies? That doesn't say Beferish in the Torah, right? It says in the Torah, Ish ki yamus, right? It says if he dies. But maybe Kol Shekein, if he's alive. If he's alive, he's Megarisher. If he dies and he didn't, wasn't Megarisher, still there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But if he's alive, he's Megarisher, then maybe other. For sure he could marry her. So how do you know that? Where it says, Hai Svarahi. Well, you don't need a remez, it's a Svara. Right? But since the Torah said it depends on the guy dying, if he's alive, it's awesome. The Torah says no. When the husband dies, then it's a mitzvah to make ibum. But if the husband's still alive and he was megarisher, then you're allowed to marry her. You don't have to. You only have to marry her if the guy's dead. But if he's not dead, you don't have to marry her, but you could. Maybe the Svara would be that since if he divorced her and she didn't marry anybody else, he could marry her back, so there's still a chance. Maybe they'll have children. But if he's dead, then there's no more chance, so that was a mitzvah. And it's as long as, what's it called, the husband's not dead, but divorced, there maybe it's reshus. Ino milachar mitzvah mitzvah baila in b'chai baila lo v'lav habo michlal asei. Right, if it would only be for that inference, so I would say that when the husband is dead, it's a mitzvah, and when the husband's alive, it's just an essay. Right, be miyabim her after the husband's death, mashma before the husband's death, not. And it's an essay; it's not a lav. How do I know that it's us or the lav? On Mark Cross, where's the remez that you can't marry her if the husband divorced her, if he's still alive? Omar Kro, the Isha Shir Yikach is Eishas Achiv Nidahi. The Chi Eishas Achiv Nidahi? Well, Eishas Achiv is always a Nida. Why is it referred to her as a Nida? Ela Kin Nida. Ma Nida, Apo Bishi Eishla Heter La Achar Mikan. Bishas Yisura Bekoris. Av Eishas Ach, Nomi, Apo Bishi Eishla Heter La Achar Mikan. Bechai Baala Bekoris. Like a Nida. Just like a Nida. Even though eventually she's going to be mutter when she stops bleeding and she goes to the mikvah. But right now, before she stopped bleeding, or before the 7 days, she's chayiv koris. So too, eishes achiv, even though there's going to be a heter la'achar zman, the husband's going to die, and she's not going to, and she won't have children, right? Still, if you preempt that when the husband's alive, even if he's megarisher, you're chayiv koris, just like a nida before the time that she becomes mutter. So now we know why it says nida by eishes ach, not to tell me that he'ara, but to tell me that she's Osir B'chai Baila, even if he doesn't have children, and even if he's Megarish. And she's not only Osir, she's Osir B'Koris. Ela Ha'ora D'Chsiva Gabe Achosav V'Achosein Lamali. So we have a third place then. So now we understand why it has to say Nida by Eishes Achiv, not to tell me Ha'ora, because that you learn from the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, but to tell me that what's it called, that when the husband's alive, just like a Nida, who's going to become mutter later, but when the heter didn't come yet, she's chayiv kares. So too, eishes achiv, until the brother dies, you chayiv kares if you live with her. So now, why do we need the he'ara by achosav and achosein? It says over there, right, he'ara, and we now don't need that because they're also part of the arayis. So they're also part of the hekish. We learn them from nida. So why do we need a separate pasuk by them about he'ara? L'chid bo'oy minei Ravina mi Ravi. You need it to answer the question that Ravina asked Rava. Hama'ara b'zochur mahu. If a person made bias he'ara with a mea, homosexual bia, mahu. Rav Mar says there's no kashayla. Zohar Mishka Ve'isha Ksiva. It says Beferish, the Isha Sheyishka, the Zohar Mishka Ve'isha. The same way that he would live with a woman. So just like a woman, Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka, and Heora is Chayiv, so too, by a Zohar, right, the only way is Shelo Kedarka, right? And the same way that even if it's what's it called, Heora, you're also Chayiv. So any kind of Mishka that would be Chayiv by Nisha, you're Chayiv on a Zohar. So there's no Shaila, Heora is Chayiv by a Zohar by itself, from the words Mishka Ve'isha. Ela ha-ma'ara be-behema ma'u. What's the halacha by a behema? Is he'ora by a behema also chayiv or not? And the Tosa says, what's the havamina? What's it called? That not, all the arayas, all bias, he'ora is considered bia. So he says, no, because by a behema it's not considered a ma'isa bia b'chla. Same thing by a zohar. So I might think that he'ora doesn't apply therefore. Stam Yechayiv only for Gemar Bia, because it doesn't have a Shem Bia on it. We had before that it does have a Shem Bia. It's called a Maisa Bia. Difference between thinking about going into an animal or going into a wall. A wall is not a Maisa Bia, but an animal is. So you have to be Mechalik between a Maisa Bia, right? It, physically, you are performing a Maisa Bia with a behema, but it doesn't have a halachic basis of Bia. It's not called Bia halachically. But it's called a Maisa Bia, it is. Okay. So how do I know that if you're Ma'ara B'Behema, you're also Chayiv? Omar Leim, Eino Inyin L'Harod, Dechsiv Gabi Achos Ov, Yachos Ein, Da'asya B'Hekesha, Mid Rabbi Yonah. Right, since Achos Av and Achos Ein, we learn from the Hekesha Rabbi Yonah that He'ora is Chayiv by them. So you don't need the Pasuk of He'ora by them for itself. So in Eino Inyin for them, then learn it for what's it called he'ora by a behema. Okay, to know inyan la'ora the behema. So it says michti behema chayiv misus beisdini. Behema is chayiv misus beisdini. Okay, you get an earthly death penalty. My time achieve la'ora dido gabi chayiv krisos lichtov gabi misus beisdini the nailith misus beisdini. Right, l'chora, why did the Torah put the he'ora, the din of he'ora by a behema, by achos Av and Achosayim, which is only Chayiv Krisus, and it really doesn't belong there. It says something extra. Ain't no Inyan. Doesn't apply over here. Apply it somewhere else. If why didn't it put it somewhere which is more similar to Behema? Behema is Chayiv Mises Beisdin. Achosayim and Achosav is only Krisus. Put it by one of the Chiyuvim of Mises Beisdin with an Ain't no Inyan. You don't need it here because you have the Hekish. And I'll know that if it doesn't apply here, it applies to a behema. Why put it by Achosayim and Achosav, which isn't similar to the punishment of behema? So Mara says, no. I did the kulei kro lidrosha osi ksi beinomi honmilsa lidrosha. Since the whole inyan of Achosav and Achosayim was only said, again, because of the drosha we learn from it, because of something we infer from it, you don't really need it for its own sake. We'll see in 1 second why. So the whole thing was only said for what you infer from it. That's why the Torah said we're going to put another extra thing here so you can infer something else to a different parasha in this, because we're writing this now only for the inference. So we'll put another inference there. But something you need to, it's a pashup shot, no reason to put an inference there for an Eino Inyan to a behemoth, that's what shaychus. That's why the Torah chose Achos Av and Achos Ein to be the source of He'ora by a behemoth within an Eino Inyan, because everything about this Pasuk of Achosav and Achosayim isn't for its simple thing, but it's only for what you infer from it. See in 1 second. Rashi. Nida dechsiv gabe eishasach. Yalfina minei le'el ha'ora le'eishasach minida. Right, what do you need it for? Now we learn them all from a hekish to nida. Why does that to say call an eishasachiv nida? V'chai ba'ala im gir shachiv. V'lav ha'bo mechlal ha'seyaseyach v'koris leka. I might think that if you live with your sister-in-law after she's divorced while the husband's still alive and she doesn't have children, you're only over an essay, but not Koris. Kamash Malon, Nida, she's like a Nida. Just like the Nida is mutter after a time, but during the time she's also Bekoris, so too, Eishes Sochiv is also Bekoris in the time that the husband didn't die. Mishka Ve'isha, Ve'kivin to Be'isha, Havi Ha'ara, Mishka, Memela, Itzer Bezocher. Since it says Mishka Ve'isha, it compares whatever you do to the male to what you do to a female. And by a female, he'ara is considered bia. So by a zocher, he'ara is considered bia. The haba zocher k'siv mishkaveisha. Hama'ara bebehema shalo gomer biyasa. You didn't finish the bia, you just, what's it called, started it, right, by a behema. So what's the halacha? Ba'achosav yachosayim, lab mechaydim misasayim, the lo k'siva bu misa. It doesn't say misa by them, it only is chorus. Lichtav of a misa's days, it can go be'imo, be'chamoso. Let it say this, imeno inyan, he'ara, by your mother, by your mother-in-law, which your chaydim misa's days do. The lema nami imeno inyan, laha, lahu, da'asya, be'hekesh rabyona, tenu inyan le'behema. And then we'd say, since you don't need he'ara by these, because we have a hekesh, so it's not talking about the mother or the mother-in-law, so about a behema, but talking about a behema. Where it says, "Ivi the kule kro the si ba'achosav the achosayim the parshas kedoshim tiyu lidrasha also kedetaniel kaman." As the Gemara is going to explain, that the whole iser of the whole din of achosav and achosayim wasn't said for itself. You don't need it because we already had that already in parshas Achrimos. The fact that it's written again in kedoshim is not necessary. It's only written there for the drasha that we learn from it. So since this whole pasuk is written for a drasha, tack on another drasha. Ksiv beinami ha'ara below tzorech lidrasha the behema. You don't need it for it. You need only to infer what's the halacha by a behema. Let's see. My drasha. What is the drasha that you need? Achos eim and achos av. The Tanya. Ervas achos avicha lo segali. Bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em. Right? You're not allowed to live with your father's sister, whether she is a paternal sister or a maternal sister or both. Doesn't make a difference if this sister is only what's it called, from your father but not from your mother, right? Your father lived with some other woman and this is your paternal sister, half sister, or it's a sister from your mother with another man and it's your maternal sister, half sister. Either way, you chayv. Ata omer bein min ha'av bein min ha'em o'enu ele min ha'av elo min ha'em. Maybe it's only a paternal sister. The Gemara is going to discuss why I think that. Why would I think that it's only if it's not your father and mother's daughter, right? It's only one of them, that you're only be chayiv if it's your father's daughter, but not if it's only your mother's daughter. Your half sister from your father, there's a hava minute to say, should be chayiv more than a half sister from a mother. The dinu. Chayiv kan v'chayiv b'choso. Right here, we're talking about your father's sister, right? And no, your sister from what's it called? Right over here, it says ervas achos avicha. Right here, we're talking about your aunt, right? Your father's sister. So your father's sister from the father, his father, or his mother is considered a sister, and it's your aunt. But if it's an aunt, if the Gemara says a hava means to say that if it's your aunt only from your father's mother, it's his sister only from the mother, then you're not chayiv on that kind of aunt. So Gemara says, what's the hava mina? It says by achosa, your sister, right? Ma achoso bein min ha'av bein min ha'ein. There it says the Therish, right? Achoso, what's it called? It says ben dasa avicha o basi necha. Torah says b'feirish, doesn't make a difference if it's your sister from your father's side or your mother's side, either one alone or both. Afkan bein min ha'av bein min ha'ein. So to over here by your aunt, doesn't make a difference if it's your aunt from your father's sister from his father's side or from mother's side. O klach l'derazu, or maybe not. Chiyuv kan v'chiyuv b'dodosa. The Torah said a chiyuv over here by your father's sister in Kedoshim, right? And it said also the chiyuv b'dodoso. It says in Achrimos dodoso, right? Your aunt. Your aunt is your father's sister, but right, ma dodoso min ha'av velo min ha'ein, right? Dodoso is only if it's from your father's sister, but not your mother's sister. Your mother's sister is not also to you. Your aunt only from your mother, right? Your maternal aunt is not what's it called, not also to you. Afkan min ha'av velo min ha'ein. So maybe over here also, your what's it called, your father's father's sister maybe is only chayev if she's from the father's side, but not if she's only from the mother's side. Just like a sister of the mother is not usher to you. Your aunt, who's your mother's sister, is not usher. Rashi. Ervos achos avicha, krod achrimos, kamanoket. First it says the pasuk in achrimos. Achos avicha. Vein chi achos avicha, mino ab, vein mino ein. Ma achos o bein mino abino ein, dechsi be avicha o basimecha. It says beferish. Bas avicha o basimecha, by your sister. Ma do doso mino ab, velo mino ein. Shim hoya dodo achi aviv. If your uncle was your father's brother, min ha'ein, right? He was only a brother from the mother. The lo min ha'av, ein ishto alav erva. The common boy mion. So what's the case? The case is dodoso that you have an uncle who's only your father's brother from the mother. So then his wife, that's the case, that his wife is mutter to you. Not your aunt, like I said before. Your aunt who's from the mother. It's talking about where you have an aunt by marriage. Your father has a brother, only a maternal brother, half brother, from his mother. That man gets married. The woman is your aunt. She's not also to you. But if the brother is both a brother to your father from the mother and the father, right, or only from the father, then they, what's it called, his wife is also to you as an aunt by marriage. And we're going to learn how do we know that. But right now that's the case. So if that's the case, just like your aunt, who's not your father's sister, but your father's brother's wife, is only usher if the brother is at least a half brother from the father, but not only a half brother from the mother. So I might think that your father's sister is only usher to you if she's a sister from the father, but not if she's a sister only from the mother. Okay? Samara says, Nir Elamidome. Okay, I'll tell you, we'll continue from on Sunday from here, because the Gemara goes down till come out the bottom of the daf with this back and forth. So right now we're saying that you can compare it to a sister, which is also whether it's half-sister from the mother or father, or compare it to an aunt who is by marriage, who's only an aunt if she's married to your father's brother, at least from the father, but not only from the mother. So we can compare it to a sister, right? Your father's sister, to a regular sister, and then she'll be usher whether it's a half sister from either side, or we can compare it to an aunt, and then be only usher if she's a half, if he's a half brother from the father's side. And then that would be also the case only if it's the father's sister from the father's side. So Shaila is, who do we compare it to? Do we say it's usher whether it's half-sister from either side, or only half-sister from the father's side? So that's what Gemara is going to discuss. Which one do we compare it to? Which is it more similar to?